que orar se desanglada que hace luego que sin from your heart para más que ya
tó jókòó.
But before you pray those prayers,
ìmọ̀ ká tó pa àwọn àdúrà náà.
There are three warfare songs I want you to sing.
Orin ogun mẹ́ta bẹ̀rẹ̀ tí mo fẹ́ papọ̀.
The louder and the more aggressively you sing this song, the faster your breakthrough says you go.
Bó bá ṣe kó òun sókè tó àti bó bá ṣe lé papọ̀ ni òun bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àlàjá rẹ̀ yóò yàrá mọ́.
Three warfare songs.
Orin ogun mẹ́ta ni.
Then you pray these seven prayers.
Àwọn àgbà àwọn àdúrà bí.
And as you put your mouth into those prayers,
bó bá ti ń gbẹ́dùn ní àwọn àdúrà náà.
Miracles of God and awesome manner will begin to manifest. Not only where you are now, but
from
things that people concern you that are far away.
Àti lórí àwọn ohun tó kàn ọ́ tó bẹ lókèrèrè.
Are you ready now?
Ṣé ẹ ṣe tán báyìí?
Sing this song at the top of your voice.
Ẹ̀kọ́ òṣèlú kan ni
náà. And don't negotiate with any power here today.
Ẹ má ba agbára kápára dúnàdúrà ní
ìlú. And don't joke with any prayer you are asked to pray here today.
Ẹ má fọwọ́ yẹn.
Walls of Jericho fall down flat. The walls of Jericho fall down flat. Worshiping of God, we're praising the Lord.
Demand that your virtues be released.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And somebody just pray that prayer.
And if God has answered by the Lord,
Lord, somebody 1 week.
Lord, I will go down and say, "Come."
That you should change your life positively, whatever will happen to you.
Oh, yes, sir. I hear you, my brother. See, no, you did not hear me, sir.
Within 1 week,
Lord, I say, "Come."
Pray the second prayer like this.
Lord, you are going to buy
my stolen oil.
Oh, Lord.
Can I hear you shouting this loud out there?
Oh, no, brother.
In the name of Jesus,
yes, Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare.
Yes, yes.
So every cloud of bewitchments, Somebody just goes to do something strange.
And the gospel no other show my did.
And that kind of thing, people wonder why you even do that kind of thing.
You know, say unpardonable
errors.
As she said, you go.
Pray this prayer now.
God,
every cloud of punishment. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter the color of the wish of my fire. That's right. Massacre, I was shaken up over the power of the command the color of the wish of the scatter. Somebody just pray that prayer.
And the question is about dry.
That is something that has been swallowing your wealth.
Oh, what does it feel already?
And that thing has been following you about.
But do not think that you're okay.
That thing has just been buried alive now. This is number 5 now.
If I were
pray this without any apology.
But do I like to hear the call?
Say, witches and wizards.
And you show up there.
Flag against me.
Here I come with you.
Crash live. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, you.
That's right.
With that way.
In the flag against the man of the crash
live.
That's right
with that day.
Masekatele kaya wa shangaraba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Pray for Jesus.
Atagura. Something is under my head.
Oh, conscience, let me.
A whole double personality.
Oh, be dear, the Avengers.
Walking out of somebody.
Unjadi la la la.
That's right.
Then.
6.
Because
every power assigned to put me on the sick bed.
The one I got the fight on the human.
Can you shout this with any anger?
Can you give it to me?
That I see somebody else say shout this one. Father, this morning we are going to hear.
Baba, no, I am going to sing.
Already the word of prophecy has gone forth. And as many as will present themselves at this service shall be mightily blessed. I thank you for that, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that today let there be no one here who will go home empty handed. I pray, O Lord, that each and every one gathered here today shall be candidate of awesome testimonies and divine turnarounds in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy the life of several persons. So, my friend, this year,
loving
frustration, and stagnation will not be your lot in the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons now, frustration and stagnation will not be your lot. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Yes, I must say, God bless you. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Judges. You find Judges before Ruth and before Samuel.
The way I would need that you know, Kato Kono, it will root to Samuel.
This morning, we're dealing with a bondage that can cause a man's spirit to wither.
Lo, lo, ya, ma, si, a, ye, wa, o, si, do, tu, ko, I, de, kon, to, le, mo, ki, e, mi, e, mi, yon.
Today we are dealing with an iron-like bondage that possesses with iron-clad power. A bondage we call the door opener bondage. If we
be our
in this country and in the countries of the world, we are able to effectively deal with bondages like
this,
then the sky is the limit and we shall have paradise on earth. Judges chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 5. And we're dealing with what I call breaking ethnic and cultural bondages. Breaking ethnic cultural bondages. And I want you to read from Judges chapter 12 of verse 5. And the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, let me go over, That the man of Gilead said unto him, art thou an Ephraimite? If he says no, then they said unto him, say now,
Shibboleth.
But he said, Sibboleth.
Sibboleth.
For he could not frame to pronounce it right.
Then
they took him
and
slew him at the passages of
Jordan.
And there fell at that time of the Ephraimites
42,000.
War was on.
And
Ephraimites were trying to escape.
Awara Ephraim was in first.
But the Gileadites were hiding somewhere. Anytime someone was trying to escape,
are
you an Ephraimite or not? Send
Shibboleth.
But they knew that people from that area, people from that
place,
people from that tribe, they cannot frame to pronounce she. They will say Shibboleth. And immediately they are captured and killed. And that caused the life of 42,000
in
one day. Like to listen very, very carefully. When we are talking about culture, we're talking about the behaviors and beliefs characteristic of a particular social group.
Or
a particular ethnic group.
Abi, awon eya kan.
Or age group.
Abi, awon eniyan to je ojo ori kan.
When we're talking about culture, we're talking about the total sum of the ways of living lived up by a group of human beings.
A sọrọ nipa akojọpọ igbe aye awon eniyan ti ijọwọ awon eniyan mo kojọpọ.
And this kind of ways of living is transmitted from generation to generation. When we're talking about culture, talk about patterns and traits and products considered to be an expression of the community. The trouble is that this culture can be a blessing and also a curse. Just like you can see that the men of the Ephraimites could not pronounce
Shibboleth.
The same way we see all over the world today, many different accents in speech. This one clearly identifies the cultural connection of the person.
And
even in this country now, by the time some people begin to speak, you can place where they come
from.
When I was in University of Lagos, I was one lecturer, one student said, excuse me, sir, I can't understand your English. This English is smelling of wickedness. And so you could place people sometimes when they began to talk. So every one of us, we are recipient of influences from sources. And these influences can be dangerous and can be destructive sometimes. Let me tell you these hard facts about culture and bondages, and ethnicity and bondages. Because there are two large destructive bondages
that ignoring them will be big from them.
Nítorí pé àwọn ìdè méjì tó tóbi tó lè parí ló wà tí a bá sì ṣaláì gbójú tó wọn yóò jẹ́ wàhálà.
One is hereditary bondages, generational bondages.
Èkíní ni ìdè tí ènìyàn jogún nínú ẹbí ìdè ìrànlọ́rọ̀.
Well, those from our ancestors.
Àwọn ìyẹn látọ̀dọ̀ bàbá
ńlá wa. The second one is the ethnic and cultural bondages.
Ìkéjì ni ìdè ẹ̀yà àti àṣà.
And listen to this advert.
Ẹgbẹ́ àwọn kókó ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí.
Number one, everyone is a walking signboard pointing to where you were born or where you have lived.
Èkíní, olúkúlùkù ènìyàn ló jẹ́ àmì tọ́ka sí tó ń nawọ́ sí ibi tí ó ti gbé ní àbí ibi tá a gbé bí.
The shape of your face.
Bí ojú rẹ ṣe.
And eyes.
Bí ojú rẹ ti rí.
The color of your skin.
Bí àwọ̀ ara rẹ ti rí.
The texture of your hair.
Bí irun orí rẹ ṣe rí.
The style of your clothes.
Irú ìkóra rẹ.
Sometimes your eating habits.
Nígbà náà bó ṣe ń jẹun.
Your speech.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ẹnu rẹ.
They are often pointers to your ethnic roots and place of birth.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọgbà wọn a máa tọ́ka sí gbogbo ìyà tó ti wá àti ibi tí wọ́n ti bí ọmọ.
At the Tower of Babel.
Ní ilé ìṣọ́ Bábélì.
God scattered the Christian groups.
Ọlọ́run pa gbogbo èdè rú.
Throughout the earth.
Kálẹ̀ gbogbo àgbáyé.
But although that happened.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé eléyìí ni ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀.
Groups from there have basically remained unchanged unless Jesus changes them.
Àwọn ẹ̀yà láti bẹ̀ wọ́n pọ̀ kò yí padà àbí tí Jésù bá yí wọn padà.
For example, how the Arab people of the world have remained chronically, ethnically unchanged since Ishmael.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ, láti ìgbà Ishmaeli, àwọn ará ilẹ̀ Arabia bí wọ́n ṣe wà náà ni wọ́n yìí.
Like the Bible says.
Ibi ni ṣàbí ọkùnrin ẹgbẹ́ ọkùnrin. Bẹ́ẹ̀ wọ́n rẹ̀ yóò wá lára gbogbo ènìyàn. Ọwọ́ gbogbo ènìyàn yóò
sì wà lára. Ẹ̀ṣàbí white man.
Yóò jẹ́ ẹ̀hàn ènìyàn.
Today na I see a lot of aggression.
Lórí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìwà ìfá.
Fighting spirit.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀mí jíjà.
The nomadic spirit, the hostility.
Ẹ̀mí ká máa lọ káàkiri
àìbẹ́
ènìyàn
ṣọ̀lẹ̀. These ethnic and cultural bondages have the power to dominate people's lives.
Àwọn ìdè ẹ̀yà àti àṣà yìí wọ́n lágbára láti lè jẹ gàba lórí ayé ènìyàn.
Unfortunately, when some people get born again, they don't drop this disease still with them.
Ó wá ṣe ní àná pé nígbà tẹ́lẹ̀ mìíràn bá dé àtúndí kì í parọ́ àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí tí Olúwa pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
And the Bible stands to deal with any culture that is against the culture of heaven.
Ìdúró Bíbélì sì ni pé ká dojú ìjà kọ gbogbo àṣà tó ń lòdì sí àṣà ọ̀run.
If you are a Jew, you are doing something wrong, Bible says it is wrong. If you are English, you are doing something wrong, Bible says it is wrong. Whatever, wherever you come from, if it is wrong, Bible says it is wrong.
Bó bá jẹ́ Jew ni ọ́n, bó bá ṣe tí òótọ́ Bíbélì sọ pé kò tọ́ ni. Bó bá jẹ́ Gẹ̀ẹ́sì ni ọ́n, ohun tó o bá ṣe tí òótọ́ Bíbélì pé kò tọ́ ni ẹ̀yà yòówù tó lè ti wá. Bó bá ti ṣe tí òótọ́ Bíbélì wí pé kò tọ́ náà ni.
So no one is exempt from this cultural and ethnic bondages. The only way out is deliverance.
Kò sí ẹnikẹ́ni tó ń bọ́ nínú àwọn èdè àṣà àti ẹ̀yà yìí. Ọ̀nà àbáyọ kanṣo tó wà náà ni ìtúsílẹ̀.
Because all cultures contain problems one way or another.
Nítorí gbogbo ẹ̀yà àti àṣà ló ní ìṣòro ló ń lọ́nà pàtàkì
òmíràn. And there are many things that will contribute to the way people behave and the way people act.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kan ló sì lè dá sí bí ènìyàn ṣe ń hùwà àti bó ṣe ń ṣe sí.
How the nationality commences.
Bí orílẹ̀-èdè ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀.
The early settlers in the place.
Àwọn tó kọ́kọ́ tẹ ìlú kan dé.
The kind of religion that was there before.
Ìlú ẹ̀sìn tí wọ́n ṣe níbẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
The superstitions and customs held in the place.
Àwọn ìgbàgbọ́ wọn tí ó wà níbẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
Countries that were once conquered in war, when you see them, you know that something has happened to them before.
Àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè tí wọ́n ṣẹ́gun nígbà ogun pàtẹ bá débẹ̀ ọmọ pé kọ̀ọ̀kan ti ṣe àwọn aráàlú ìlú.
Find the spirit of heaviness around them and protectiveness over protectiveness.
Ẹ ó yẹ ẹ̀mí ìwúwo àti kí wọ́n fẹ́ máa dáàbò bò kan láti
ṣe. They try and avoid foreigners.
Wọ́n á máa tàpá sí àwọn àlejò.
In some cases, there are very strong family traditions.
Nígbà mìíràn, àwọn àṣà ìbílẹ̀ yóò wà gbówó bẹ̀.
That even believers who claim to be born again are finding difficult to break from.
Bébí pé àwọn onígbàgbọ́ tí wọ́n ti ẹ̀ láwọn ti dà tún bí ó máa ń nira fún wọn láti já ara gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Many places that are class structures.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ àgbègbè àwọn ilé ètò ìpéjọ ọ̀nà òtó mi lẹ́gbẹ́.
And the because of this, there is a problem that we need to solve
spiritually.
Many of our cultures are tainted with sin and sometimes outright demonic.
When
somebody takes a baby, 7 or 8 day old baby, and you're putting dead rat in the mouth, you're putting papaya in the mouth, you're putting all kinds of things in the mouth of those are things that we do that we need to change.
And some
places, when women give birth to children, they are subjected to food that has no oil, that has no pepper, they just take white, white stuff. Believers need to be released from these things. Because it molds our lives negatively. Many believers still go to practice stylish idolatry. The cultures of this world, they are basically not the culture of Christ. They operate from the basis of self-centeredness and self-promotion, which are directly opposite to the heart of God. Thousands of destructive cultural bondages all over the world. First marriage at any age.
Combine
age. And female circumcision. All those kinds of things like that. According to Mark 5 and Daniel 10. You can't read it now. Every country has its own strong man controlling it. Every town or city has and there is a particular satanic power. And so in order to be effective among racial groups with the gospel, we need to identify that screen and deal with it. For some countries, the problem is pride. Rebellion, slavery, corruption. For some tribes in this country,
I'm
not going to mention any tribe. The strong man and cultural bondage, the sweet tongue and
line.
For some tribes in this country, the strong man is useless ceremonies and celebrations. Somebody is living in one room somewhere, is now celebrating a party that is blocking the street. What a useless
function.
And some tribes in this country, there was over cleverness. Some people can be under clever. Over cleverness. This country, we have tried that what they are known for is violence. Some fear. They can't pursue anything for too long. Instead of pursuing something for long and getting results, they'll give you a proverb. And if it's not possible to go forward, go backward. For some, it's polygamy. Try it in this country. For some, it's inordinate ambition to acquire money. Anytime you say money, your temptation goes up.
Why are you not doing it? If you have to pay that, you know what it is.
These are problems that even we now bring them to the house of God. People bring those problems to the house of God. And it's very, very sad. And as you're going from nation to nation, the same thing. Go to a place like Australia now. You have this independent spirit, easy going attitude, difference, complacency, alcoholism, laws, abortion, rebellion towards authority, gambling, Freemasonry like our lunch members have, false superiority, contempt of indigenous people. You have to find it among yourself. When you go to the Pacific Islands, have people that are engaged in idolatry. Violence, lawlessness,
I love you.
Rebellion,
the shorter.
Female humiliation.
In
some of those countries, the woman is meant to be seen and never heard. You go to the English, independence, reserve. This class distinction,
snuff people,
fighting stubbornness, alcoholism, morality, witchcraft, negativism, and all kinds of other vices. You go to the Dutch, domination spirit, rejection spirit, conquering and ruling spirit, coldness against people, male inferiority, pornography, morality.
Is
there you got to find a whole ship filled with prostitutes and their license to prostitute? Germans have their own problems.
I want that money. I want not get more.
Against Jews,
our yellow desire, you
arrogance,
what we get,
atheism,
what we got,
black magic, witchcraft,
one show, one shot,
promiscuity, lawlessness,
if you push it, I love it,
anger.
If you know
the Jews,
I want to
stop up.
Only go go.
Spiritual blindness,
avoid you the
rejection,
because you
Chinese,
our Chinese,
racially pride.
I want to change the product. I want to buy a
idolatry.
Evolution.
And the dragon people to worship the dragon.
I want the dragon.
Money, materialism.
Okay.
Lucky charms.
Okay. Resistance
to the gospel. For the Chinese, basically.
What was Chinese?
Marriage is only for the purpose of China. As a result, wives are vessels of reproduction. Japanese.
Our Japanese.
Idolatry. Sensual worship. Materialism. National inferiority. Pressure to perform. I must perform.
India.
Those are the worship nature. People die of hunger in India while there are cows walking all over the streets. The kind of cow that will completely disappear from Nigerian streets if you get here. Pride, witchcraft, superstition. Family fight and jealousy. Alcoholism. Religious vegetarianism. I'm only going to eat vegetables. Only vegetables. Wearing of demonic bracelets. The Americans. Arrogance. Violence. Morality. Love of money, spirit of independence,
the
superior spirit. How about France? alcoholism, depression, suicide spirit, loneliness, pleasure, racial prejudice, violence, superiority spirit.
Over
the one who find these characteristics. When you come from those places and you are born again, and you not break those things, you should have brought over from whatever tribe you are coming from. It will negatively affect your breakthrough, it will affect your salvation. The last time I was in a prison abroad, plenty of Nigerians. By the time I prayed with a few of them and asked them questions, an ethnic bondage.
Actually,
what brought them? Well, they don't like prostitution here, but I'm a prostitute. Where do you come from? Edo.
Edo.
Another one, what brought you here? So I got drunk and I drove and I had an accident. I killed people. Where do you come from? Delta.
Delta.
Another man.
Over here.
How did you get here?
How did you watch the music?
Sir, I carry drug. Carry drug. Where do you come from?
Kolotua.
Sir, Ibo.
Ibolo.
Another one.
Obi.
What brought you here?
You watch the music.
Sir, I was using cash to withdraw money from people's accounts.
Only the
drug.
Only the savings.
Where you from?
Kolotua.
From Yoruba.
Yoruba, no.
So the powers of their land of birth have followed them outside the shores of this country. Herein lies the great problem, which we must confront. There are two great bondages that cannot toil it. One is generational. The other one is ethnic and cultural bondage. Lagos has its own spirit troubling it
now.
World spirit. The name given to Lagos called Lego is actually a name from Edo language. It means walker. War spirit, slavery, masquerade, vagabonds. That's what you find in Lagos. It is the dominion of England on the coast. And in many places, plenty of Lagosians need to be more serious. That's what people say. They say the go for show. It's a bondage.
It
sounds strange, but it's a bondage. You fear after places like
Guinea.
You find this deep idolatry. Witchcraft. Anger. Idolatry. All kinds of terrible things.
So you
go to a place like Kaduna.
Actually,
Kaduna takes its meaning from crocodile.
And
you can see Irishmen walking against people from that place. Anambra. The name Anambra is actually stands for a river and a snake combined.
Anambra, papa,
and unfortunately, Many of the names that were given to our states in this country derive from waters, derive from warfare.
At Odo, because in Lagos, we put on him a war, but we don't fight war. We let only the one more lati oru Odo. At Odo, come
I find some people.
Else here, I'm in the
room. Once they come from a specific area, specific problems that they always have.
You must have a war that year. I go to Kano Pato. One year, I want to show up Kano Pato.
If you are in Nigeria. Inesha, Delta, Rivers, Ukoroju, those are cultural cities, and there, marriage is always under heavy attack.
I want to know that in Nigeria, Inesha, Ukoroju, I want to know, 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 I want to know.
These are cultural and ethnic bondages.
I want to know, Asha, I tell you, I know.
Thank God for Ibadan. Ibadan has a very large population.
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
It's a pioneering city. The first television in Africa, Ibadan.
The
first largest stadium, Ibadan.
Papa is a little
first university around this country, Ibadan. The trouble with Ibadan is that Ibadan will strive to the front for a while and then will now take a back position. There are bondages we need to address. And we need to really fix. And we have acquired from whatever tribes we have come from. And if we don't deal with them, they will eventually come up and deal with us and make things very difficult. Ethnic and cultural bondages. They will lead to geographical and untimely death. They lead to collective poverty. They lead to collective bondage. They lead to foundational witchcraft. They need to favor famine. They need to acidic lack. They need to demoting patterns. It's from there you find unreasonable sexual perversion. Turbulent marriages. There are some places in this country. Any woman that comes from that place will be difficult for the husband not to beat her up. Women from there are always beaten up when they come
from
the
place.
These cultural bondages, they need to what you call timetable death or covenant death. Disaster of public projects, dragging people back to zero level, destructive habits, bad health, uncontrollable prostitution, freak strange accidents. Marital disappointments. Kidnapping, poison, ritualism, inordinate attraction to money.
If fair for war,
all this we see as a form of cultural bondage. And we need to address them.
As a Latin Google to one.
Let me give you some examples. Before I run up now. Give me some examples. Many do not understand why Lagos sometimes has trouble anytime there's small disruption that will big problems. Lagos was founded by two people. One of them used to convert himself to a serpent and enter into compulsion to become a human being. One day his children were tired of their father crawling from the bush into the pond to become a human being. They threw away the compulsion. When the man came back, boa constrictor, he didn't find a compulsion trying to become a man being. He crawled back into the forest. Was that man that founded the
danger?
Sherry. The boa constrictor man. The second person, called Olofina, founded Lagos. The fellow killed his wife and then beheaded himself. That's a
fact.
So when those are the two people that formed Lagos,
of
course there are some foundational spirits. Once you get there, you get involved. That's why Ezekiel cried out, "This city shall not be my
kingdom."
So in Lagos, you find marine spirits in control. God of Bible, fetish and voodoo, war spirits
are aware.
Even during Nigeria Civil War, Lagos was still born. Slavery,
zero,
wickedness, masculine spirits,
wasters,
immorality, deception and conspiracy. All are things that is found in Lagos. The name says on the river.
It's
infected of marine spirits.
Idol
worship. Witchcraft. Seduction and sexual
perversion.
Festival spirits, always festival.
Festivals.
Cult spirits. Stubbornness and unforgiveness. Masculine spirits. Profitless happiness. And sensual spirits on healthy competition and wickedness. You find this among those between them. And as you go from place to place, you begin to identify those kind of spirits. In the kitchen, for example,
there
is a warrior spirit. The rebellious spirits. It is actually not a kiti, it is meaning a place where there is a forbidden dung in. A forsaken area. And that's why you find this plenty of poverty. Rock spirits. Witchcraft spirits. Familiar spirits, God of Iron, cursing spirits, anger, God of Thunder, and all kinds of things there. And these are things that we need to battle
with.
I can go through all these things, but I have no time
now.
What do we do when we see things like this? If you want to break free, the first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus. If you have already done that, you need to bring quality repentance to the Lord. Quality repentance. Then you need a determination to break free for your life, not to follow those patterns. Many need to carry over to God placental deliverance.
It's
then you begin to break the bondages. Then many need to sit down and do spiritual mapping. Find out where you came from. Find out what's happened there. Find out how much of their influence is in your life now. And get it out of your spirit if you're a citizen of heaven. It will not only reduce your speed as a Christian, it will bring problems into your life. You may also need to cut find out a personal deliverance for yourself. So your place of birth, beloved, can be the origin of your troubles. It can increase your warfare. And it can put you in a position where you shield yourself from the blessings of God. When you
get
back again, you become a citizen of heaven. You are not a citizen of that, is how we do it in our village, so that's how I must do it.
Okay,
those cultures and ethnic colleges have gotten us to the level we're in now. Once they are dissolved, we'll be able to move ahead
quickly.
I pray that today, by the time we leave this place, those who have been held in bondage by their place of birth, they will be released by fire in the name of Christ. I know a brother who came to press it here for deliverance.
Was
a final year student in the university abroad. All of a sudden, he began to dream of going back to the village. This is a village he had only visited once or twice. He had always lived in Lagos. All of a sudden, when the final exam was coming, he began to have his dream. Do you know that brother did not know what he was doing at all until he arrived at the airport here? He abandoned his examination, he abandoned his study, he abandoned his things, jumped out of the plane, and came back to the country. Only when he arrived at the airport here, I look here, my examination is next week. What am I doing here? He could not go back again. He's been withdrawn by the powers of his place of birth. Rise up your feet. And all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here today, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Say, Pastor, this is the first Paramahansa service of the year. I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. I also want to be free from these higher club bondages. Whatever you are. While your eyes are closed, just come quickly to the altar, the fountain. Leave your seats. Come out and don't waste time. Leave your seats. Come out and don't waste time. I congratulate you. Those of you are the very small pastors. I congratulate you. Just bow down your heads now. And so I'm going to say, Papa. So far.
Papa.
In the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray that you uphold them by the power. The decision they're taking today shall be permanent in
their
lives. And you shall work with them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Okay,
please. And by the Spirit of God, I'm going to be addressing certain issues. Just to ensure that your prayer is powerful and strong.
Sisters, are you here this morning? If you sisters are here, please hear me shout hallelujah. Let me hear shout hallelujah.
Father, I pray as commanded. all Joshua and his sons and are suffering from evil parental dedication.
But
your parents have dedicated you to one idol or one spirit of the
other.
I command you to bind you to all covenants.
In
the name of Jesus, this word for somebody, I don't know who the person is.
Or you are going to money, you are going to know.
That's what I should tell you.
You are going to know.
That you are coming here today.
You are sitting here today.
Will be unto you.
You therefore
a reference point.
Oh, yeah.
Because the
foreigners
now are saying
that,
I should tell you, I'm going to have destiny and evolution. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Represents the sign of government. There were 12 apostles. Every point written here, let them become awesome testimonies in the name of Jesus.